You're listening to the Saturday Morning with Jack Tame podcast from Newstalk ZB.
26 minutes past 10 on Newstalk ZB. Great interview, Jack. What an amazing man Alan is. You just get the sense he's selfless. He's in it for all the others, and if he gets something, then, well, that's good too. There is so much we can all learn from Alan. Yeah, well said. 9292 is the text number if you want to flick me a message this morning. If you enjoyed Mr. Bates versus the Post Office, good news, Tara Ward is here with this week's Screen Time Pick. She's our Screen Time expert, which means every week she picks out three fantastic shows to recommend. It was Tara's pick a fortnight ago that put me on to Mr. Bates versus the Post Office. And Tara, I think you have been very much vindicated in that call, because goodness me, everyone has loved that show.
What a show, right? Just, I mean, I've never been angrier watching something than watching that show. And that interview was so great. I loved hearing from Alan Bates. And thank goodness he was so stubborn and unmanageable, right?
Yeah.
An incredible story.
Totally. Hey, three new shows to recommend to us all this week. Let's start off with a new New Zealand show set in Kaikoura, of all places. Tell us about Friends Like Her.
Yeah, this is a fantastic new psychological drama that drops early next week on 3 now, and it starts on Monday night on 3. And as you say, it's a New Zealand drama. It's created and written by the novelist Sarah Kate Lynch, and it's set in Kaikoura a year after the 2016 earthquake. So it has this real life setting and place that we all recognise, but there's a fictional story at the heart of it. And it's about two best friends, Nicole and Tessa. Nicole is pregnant with a surrogate baby for Tessa, but their surrogacy agreement goes wrong, and the fallout that happens after that means that their lives start to spiral out of control, and their families start to fall apart, and all these secrets from their past start to surface, and we learn why these women became friends in the first place and why they have stayed so close for so long. It's a really smart, solid drama with a brilliant New Zealand cast. Lots of recognisable faces here, like Morgana O'Reilly, who's brilliant in this, Elizabeth Hawthorne, Vinnie Bennett. It does take a couple of moments to find its feet, and then it really hits its stride, and I love that it captures what it's like to live in small town New Zealand, where everyone has an opinion, everyone knows your business. And, you know, we get so many of these psychological thrillers from the UK and the US. It's great to see that we can make them too, those real character-based, compelling dramas. And I love this. I watched the first two episodes in one sitting, and then I was really cross that I didn't have the others to kind of binge through straight away. It's such a watchable drama.
Oh, superb. Can't wait for that. That's Friends Like Her. So that's on 3 from Monday and on 3 now. On Apple TV Plus, tell us about Franklin.
Yeah, this is a new historical drama, and bear with me while I say this, but it stars Michael Douglas, and he's playing Benjamin Franklin in 18th century France,
right,
which is not a sentence I thought I would say on the radio, but here we are. And this is based on the real life story about how Benjamin Franklin went to France in 1776 on a secret mission to get France to support American independence. He was there with his grandson, and he had to secretly convince the French to turn against the British and provide ships and money and supplies for the revolution. And, you know, it is an American show. It's very one man's quest to change the world sort of vibe to it. But essentially, it's Benjamin Franklin going around having a lot of meetings with a lot of people. There is a lot of talking in this show. And I did read that Franklin was in France for 8 years. So that really is a lot of meetings. And you know, Apple TV shows are always so beautiful to watch. And the sets and the costumes and the look of the show is absolutely gorgeous. Michael Douglas executive produced this, so I think he's invested a lot into this, and he is great in this. I think he really lifts the show. I think this is one for history fans. It's beautifully made, but I don't know how entertaining it is, if that makes sense.
No, okay. Yeah, this sounds interesting. Franklin is on Apple TV Plus, and on Prime Video, Fallout.
Yeah, this is Prime Video's latest big budget blockbuster series, and it's based on a popular video game of the same name. So it's a science fiction series. It's a post-apocalyptic series set in future America 200 years after the apocalypse. And it's about a group of people who have survived in underground bunkers for the past two centuries and who are venturing back up to the surface again, and they discover this very lawless, out-of-control civilization on the surface. And when I say post-apocalyptic, you kind of think of a very dark and gloomy show, but Fallout has this sort of wonderfully retro feel to it, like the characters have been trapped in the 1950s, which is when the bomb went off. And so it's quite bright and cartoony in a way that I wasn't expecting, and very clever and creative and slick as well, and funny too. Lots of humour in this. It's directed by Jonathan Nolan, who made Westworld, and I think if you like shows like Westworld or The Boys, this is that similar kind of vein. It's dark and violent, but quirky and smart, and the type of show that will keep surprising you. And the earlier reviews are all kind of university positive. People are just loving this so much.
Oh, very good. Okay, cool. So that's Fallout. That's on Prime Video. Franklin is on Apple TV Plus. Friends Like Her is on 3. And all of those shows, of course, will be up on the Newstalk ZB website. Thanks so much, Tara. That is Tara, our screen time expert. Thanks for your feedback as well. Jack, Alan Bates is an absolute hero. The David in a Goliath battle. He deserves a knighthood for sure. Thank you for the interview, Jack. Fantastic interview. Really enjoyed listening to that this morning. And Jack, thank you so much for talking to Alan Bates. So interesting. Love the story. Love his fight. Thank you, says Sam. 9292 if you want to flick us a message. It is 28 minutes to 11.
For more from Saturday Morning with Jack Tame, listen live to Newstalk ZB from 9 a.m. Saturday, or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.